Wes, we were able to do some record funding this year in the General Assembly, and primarily because we've done a good job of building up the Reserve Trust Fund, so people call it the Rainy Day Fund, due to the fact that our receipts have been so much higher in the state than they've been in the past years.
Is there a certain, whether it be gambling or something else, that we've made legal in the state of Kentucky that has caused the receipts to go up for the tax base? Can you attribute that to one thing, or is it just growth overall?
I think it's just growth a lot. I think one thing, Wes, is as we've reduced corporate income tax, then I think more companies are willing to come to the state of Kentucky. Gambling may have increased it a little bit. I don't think it's been that substantial, not enough to do what we've been able to do. I think it's just more the growth of the state of Kentucky. I think it's more, we're starting to get more industries in the state, and I think that's a big part of what's caused that. And I think we've been very judicious with our money. We've been very wise, made an effort when the Republicans took over in 17, that we were going to be great stewards of the state's money and try to make sure that we use it efficiently without wasteful spending, and I think we've done that. And because of that, we decided to take part of that rainy day fund and improve many features of the state of Kentucky and the lives of Kentuckians. So I think that was a big thing that we did in the budget. That went throughout the state. We received over $42 million in local improvements, around $42 million in local improvements for Barron County and in our immediate regional area. Primarily, most of that I mentioned is for Barron County. And that includes such items as $2 million for the construction of the third floor of the pavilion at the T.J. Sampson Hospital. I think what some people don't realize is that this is not the General Assembly giving money to a private organization. TJ is a nonprofit hospital designed to improve medical outcomes for people in Barron County area. We gave over $1 million to the fiscal court for multi-county regional projects. A thing that I'm really excited about is that we have put $20 million, $10 million a year into a regional substance abuse program that's going to be housed just off Lover's Lane in Bowling Green. And I think the reason this is good for our community, for Barron County, and I know that we have the support of the county judge executives in the Brand region and the mayors and that because of this, this is a first of its kind substance abuse program in Kentucky, whereby you're able to take people that are struggling with issues, transport them to this facility, and they will have a holding period that can be longer than it is when you take them to other programs. Like right now, our sheriff's department, our city police, and both Glasgow and Cave City are taking patients all the way to Western State and Hopkinsville, and in many cases, having to stay for them or having to go a couple days later to go back and pick them up. This is going to be a great cost savings to Barron County, that transporting these people that are struggling with these issues to Bowling Green. And then they can do more of the duties that we need them to do in Barron County and be available more in Barron County because they don't have to transport them so long. And so I know that's going to save us a lot of money in Barron County, but it's also going to allow us to have our officers out in the rural areas of Barron County and the city streets of Barron County doing the jobs that they need to do.